they don't have it, and so they just have a service at night.
Right, okay. Well, how about tell me just a little bit about, if you can, about the differences in LaGrange itself from now and since when you were a little girl?
Well, it has grown, because when we moved here, there was not very many paved streets in LaGrange.
Right. Now, what year would this have been about?
In 1970.
Right.
And there were very few stores there on the square. And my grandfather, my mother's father, had a grocery store. And he would open this grocery store here and another Mr. Charlie Market. They would open up the grocery stores early enough in the morning and make their deliveries for people to get their things, because it was several boarding houses for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you guess at the population back in
I would say that LaGrange at that time, and this is just purely a guess, wouldn't have had over 7,000 to 8,000 people, because the textile, it was just started back in that, I think the first mill that was built here was in, I believe in 1908, and then they added on, and then of course the population now is around maybe a little over 25,000, I don't know exactly, but it was about that at that time. But it was no paved roads. This road was not paved. None of the roads in the country were paved.
Well, were they gravel?
No, they're just dirt roads, and if it rained, about a week's rain is all you could do to get over in a wagon and with a mule. And since then, all of the roads and from here, all of them are paved roads and electricity. See, we had no electricity out here. That's right, we didn't have electricity.
Well, was the dairy farm all that was hand milked?
It was hand milked.
How many cows?
We had 27.
Did the girls help with that?
Yes, ma'am, I sure did. We, Mama and Daddy and myself and my older sister, now the two younger sisters, they were younger, they did not, but we did the milking. But we had linens that we used at the barn, and we had to draw all the water out of the well. It was right down on the corner.
The water,
we had a spring in the pasture down here, but we had a well out here to go to the barn, I mean with a pump in it. Had one of these hand pumps that you pump the water. Then we had a well here, and we had to draw all the water and carry it to there. And we had lamps, and we had a wood stove, and coal heaters. But we had no electricity whatsoever.
Right. Well, let me ask you about the mills. At one time, the mills built the rows of houses, right?
That's right. And they rented the houses to the employees.
Well, how did they find the people who came and lived in those houses and worked in the mills? Did people just hear about
it? Just after they even moved here, and probably that was mills that when they first started these mills, that would come maybe move in, or family would move in from here in London, because they used to rent the houses. A four-room house would rent for $4 a month, or $4 a week.
And they took that out.
They took that out of the pay, because I was working at Callaway Mills at the time, and I worked on the payroll.
You remember what the average week salary was?
Yes.
If you
got through taking out your thing, they'd probably maybe some of them would get anywhere from $16 to $25 a week. That's it.
Well, some of those houses now are
All the houses have been sold to the employees. They gave the employees an opportunity to buy the house that they were living in if they